Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Delek Group Results Conference Call. If you have not yet received a copy of the financial results, please find them on the company's website at www.delek-group.com. Before we start, I'd like to refer you to the company's safe harbor statement. Some of the information that we are providing during this conference call may include forward-looking statements. There are various important factors that may cause the company's actual results to differ significantly from those set forth in the forward-looking statements. This conference call does not replace the need to review the company's periodic and quarterly reports, which include the full information about the company, including information that is considered forward-looking statements as defined in U.S. federal securities law. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call over to Ms. Dina Vince, IR Coordinator. Ms. Vince, would you like to begin?
Thank you, operator. I would like to welcome all of you to Delek Group's conference call to review our full year 2014 results. I would also like to welcome Mr. Gabi Last, Chairman of the Group, Mr. Assi Barmparis, President and COO, Mr. Barak Mashraki, CFO, Mrs. Lior Ravtat-Levin, Delek Group's General Counsel, and Mr. Gil Bashan, our Chief Analyst, who are here with me today on the call. Following the summary of the results, management will all be available to answer any questions. An English translation of the results is available on our website. I will now only provide a brief summary. In terms of some of our highlights, the year 2014 was marked by value realization. Delek Group completed a series of successful divestitures and sold non-core assets for total proceeds of 4.9 billion shekel, generating cash of 4 billion shekel. Due to the sale of our non-core assets, various assets were revalued, which resulted in a write-down charge of approximately 1 billion shekel. This led to our net loss of 765 million shekel in 2014. However, in the past year, we saw the group continuing to strengthen its balance sheet and lowered its net financial debt by 44% to 3.3 billion shekel at year-end of 2014, compared with 5.9 billion shekel last year. Also, it's important to highlight the strengthening of the dollar versus the shekel, which had effect of significantly improving the shareholders' equity of the balance sheet, contributing to total comprehensive profit of 401 million shekel in 2014. Last month in February, we completed a successful offering of 800 million shekel in debentures to investors, which were well oversubscribed, demonstrating the support that the public markets have in our strategy. In the past few months, Delek Group bought back 132,000 shares of Delek Group stock for 132 million shekels. With regard to the previously announced dual listing of Delek Group shares in London, due to the volatility in international energy markets, as well as the regulatory issues pending resolution in Israel, management have decided to delay the process. Finally, our board of directors approved a dividend distribution to shareholders of 150 million shekels for the quarter, which brings the total distributed for 2014 to 450 million shekels. If we look at each sector briefly in the upstream business, Tamar and Yam Tethys produced 7.5 BCM together in 2014. In addition, Tamar sold 348,000 barrels of condensate in 2014. Net income from the sector for 2014 was 93 million shekel, compared to net income of 70 million shekel in 2013. The Tamar partners are working on a project to install compressors, which will significantly increase Tamar's maximum capacity at very low cost to 12 BCM a year from 10 BCM currently. This is expected to be completed by June 2015. Tamar signed its second export supply agreement with Dolphinus Holdings in Egypt to export 250 MMBtu per day of natural gas over 7 years. We're also in discussion with the Arab Potash Company and Jordan Bromine Company to increase the supply of natural gas previously agreed, which is expected to commence in 2016 and last for 15 years. With regard to Leviathan, our 22 TCF natural gas reservoir, since the antitrust December announcement, the Leviathan partners have been in discussions with various regulators, including the Antitrust Commissioner, in order to reach an agreement for a structural change to encourage competition in the natural gas market in Israel, as well as agreements covering all the other remaining regulatory issues. The goal is to create the necessary regulatory certainty for all the partners to make the needed investment decisions for the development of the Ofla Leviathan project and Tamar's expansion project. Lastly, with regard to Aphrodite, a natural gas discovery located in the Block 12 license off the coast of Cyprus, the partners in Block 12, together with the government of Cyprus, are examining options for its development which will enable the supply of natural gas to the market in Cyprus as well as the export of natural gas via pipelines to other markets, including Egypt. This process is expected to advance in the coming few months. Turning to the downstream business, Delek Israel, our local gas station company, made an early redemption of its bonds, which in the short run resulted in write-down of 23 million shekel, but have decreased the interest rate payments on the bonds in the long run. The divestment of Delek Europe, Rochef, and the Delek US stakes is part of the group's strategy to increase its focus on its core business of exploration and production, as well as strengthening the group's balance sheet. Now moving on to the insurance and financial services sector, which we are defocusing on. In light of the sale process of Phoenix, of which we hold 52%, we recognized a 508 million shekel impairment. In 2014, Phoenix contributed a profit of 255 million shekel to the group's net income. In January 2015, a non-binding memorandum of understanding was signed between Delhi Group and a foreign company with activities in the insurance sector to sell the control in Phoenix at a range of between 42% to 52.3% of the equity. In October 2014, a transaction to sell 34% of our holdings in Republic was completed. The group's holdings in Barak Capital were all sold for 237 million shekel in July 2014. In summary, 2014 was a year marked by value realization. We have proved our ability to execute successfully our set strategies and goals. We sold non-core assets generating cash of 4 billion shekels. We significantly lowered our net financial debt to a level strongly increasing our financial strength, providing flexibility to pursue synergistic acquisitions in the international energy sector, which we declared as part of our strategy looking forward. We're continuing our divestment actions and working on the sale of the portion of Phoenix Holdings. We're working hard to reach an across-the-board solution with the local regulators. We expect 2015 to be characterized by a continued advancement of our focus on energy while utilizing our outstanding financial capabilities. And finally, we're proud of our leading presence in the Israeli upstream industry and look forward to leveraging this into the international arena. And with that, if there are any questions, we would all be happy to take them now. Operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Tavi Rosenov, Barclays. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks. I have a few questions, please. First, on the regulatory side, would you feel that negotiations are going faster now that there is a new government, or there isn't any significant progress at this stage?
I don't see any new government. I wish to see, but as you know, it will take a few weeks until there will be a new government. So we'll have to wait.
Okay, understood. I read in your year-end reviews that you were considering the possibility of some strategic acquisition in the energy business. Can you give some color on how that would be synergetic to your current activities?
Yeah, okay. After we sold a large of our investment, a part of our investment, and we intend to sell the other, mainly the Phoenix and the destination company. We decided that the Delek Group would like to be focused on the upstream businesses, not only in Israel, but to have one leg out of the fifth leg. So the idea is that we'll have two legs. One leg will be, of course, in Israel with all our rights that we have now in Leviathan, Tamar, etc. And the second one, we hope to have it outside. And the idea is maybe for one side to use or to take advantage of the prices that went down on most of the energy companies, especially the mid-side, all over the world. And the second idea is maybe to have to be involved in a company which is also an operator, not only a producer or exploration company, to be less depend, like today, only on one operator that is the operator in all our reservoirs. So we would like, if you're asking me how the Delek Group will look like in the next 5 years, the idea is to have to own or to be involved in such a company which has also an operation system or know how to make it.
Yeah, that's very clear. And just a final one for me. You guys say you've been delayed the potential dual listing. I mean, when a year ago you introduced that idea, you were considering splitting the assets of Delek. I would assume that now you would just go with just a cleaner core business now that you've sold several non-core assets.
Yeah, this is one of the ideas, but we delayed now, we postponed it now, not because this reason, but as you know, all the issues that are open now vis-a-vis the regulators, and especially about the antitrust commissioner with the Viacom, when you're coming to new investors, you have to have a good story, and until we not find solution for all the problems here in Israel, I think the story is not good enough. So we'll have to wait until we find solution. Let's hope in the next coming months. And the second issue is the price that the market cap in mainly London or other exchange. But let's find if we will have a solution with the regulators. We hope we'll consider it again. The main idea is to be listed in another exchange. We thought London is the right place, but when the time will come, I guess we will consider which exchange to go or which market to go.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I'm sorry. Question from Tom Pepper of Energy Intelligence. Please go ahead.
Yes, I had a quick question. It's really in relation to the Dolphinus deal. Reading in the press, local press in Israel, that the EMG, the company that has the pipeline infrastructure, are not aware of any approaches made to them by either Dolphinus or by Delek. I just was hoping for some clarity on that.
Now look, we signed with Dolphinus an LOI. The idea, as you mentioned, it was mentioned in the paper, to use the pipeline via Sinai, but they will have to find a solution, of course, about it. We are ready to sell the gas. To the it's, by the way, it's a contract for the local market in Egypt. But again, all the legal issues, the Egyptian will have to find the solution.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I hand over the call to Mr. Bartfeld for his concluding statement, I'd like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Delek Group's website, www.delek-group.com. Mr. Bartfield, would like to make a concluding statement.
Yes, first of all, I would like to thank everyone that's on the line, and if you have another question, don't hesitate to call us. We will be ready to answer, and of course, on any question. And I would like to wish everyone kosher Passover, and thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes Delek Group's fourth quarter 2014 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.